With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran fired a new wave of missile attacks at Israel, killing at least 8 people, while Israel warned hundreds of thousands of people in the middle of Tehran to evacuate. CNN political contributor Scott Jennings was an eyewitness to the first wave of Iranian attacks.
I watched missile after missile fly overhead. I also watched a lot of Israeli fighter jets, going that direction. And it was, of course, in the United States, we don't experience, these kinds of things happen far away. We watch them on our television. For people of Israel, this is more, daily life for them, dodging rockets and this sort of thing.
Jennings spoke today with the Mike Gallagher Show on the Salem Radio Network. At the start of the G7 summit in Canada, President Trump complained about removing Russia from the group several years ago.
The G7 used to be the G8. Barack Obama and a person named Trudeau didn't want to have Russia in. And I would say that that was a mistake, because I think you wouldn't have a war right now if you had Russia in.
The man accused of murdering a state lawmaker in Minnesota and his wife over the weekend, now in custody.
We are at early stages. We will be reviewing all of the evidence from law enforcement as it comes in and working with our law enforcement partners to develop the case.
The suspect, Vance Boulder, was arrested last night in northern West Virginia. Cleanup continues after torrential rains and flooding.
Over the weekend, Wheeling Police Public Information Officer Philip Stahl spoke with WTRF from the scene.
The creeks rose pretty quickly. There was a massive amount of debris floating down the creek, debris that most people have probably never seen in their lives. There were boats going down the creek, sheds, furniture, gas tanks, hot water tanks, Connex boxes. It was a pretty unbelievable sight to see.
Officials say up to 4 inches of rain fell in parts of Wheeling and Ohio County.
That is Julie Walker reporting, and this is SRN News. Another athlete runs afoul of the LGBT agenda. Here's Michael Harrington.
The French Soccer League is suspending Nemanja Matic of the Olympic Lyon Club for covering up a rainbow badge on his official jersey during a recent match. The league was celebrating the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, but Matic, who is from Serbia, is a Christian. It says his faith forbids him from promoting gay pride. League officials are unmoved, suspending him for 4 matches. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Israel fighting Muslim extremists in several places, the debate over religious exemptions for ultra-Orthodox men is reaching a fever pitch. Most Jewish men are required to serve nearly 3 years of military service, followed by years of reserve duty. But the Orthodox, who make up roughly 13% of Israeli policy, have traditionally received exemptions if they are studying full-time in religious seminaries. This is SRN News. President Trump is stepping up deportations in Democratic-controlled cities. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
At the president's direction, federal immigration officials will prioritize deportations from cities run by elected Democrats. Writing on social media, he called on ICE to do all in their power to achieve the very important goal of delivering the single largest mass deportation program in history.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. NASCAR's first International Cup Series race of the modern era was a cultural experience. It brought new fans to the series and provided its competitors with a chance to enjoy a new country. The event had its detractors, and some NASCAR team members were critical throughout Sunday's race. But even with travel delays, hotel room problems, and confusion over shuttle transportation, the Mexico City event was a shining moment for NASCAR, according to most observers. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.